possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today, we're going to power up with the golfers, or the people that we'd most like to play golf with. Of course, ahead of playing with Francesa next week,
yeah.
1 week from today.
Yeah.
We're playing golf with Mike, so we're looking forward to that. So what are the top five golfers that you would like to play with? This I found extremely difficult.
Very tough.
Like many of the other five golf. And then I was going over just like certain celebrities, whatever. Do they play golf? Because that was kind of a prerequisite.
For sure.
All right, give me your number five.
Okay, this one's going to be boring to everybody, but it's the most meaningful one to me, my dad.
Yeah,
I don't play golf with my dad
anymore.
You
never have?
No, I used to all the time. It's just, you know what it is, with where I'm in Jersey, they're still in Brooklyn. You know, he's getting older. He still plays. Mm. But it's, you know, I'm always busy with the kids, the sport, you know that. So, but I used to play with him all the time, and it was just, you know, phenomenal conversation. He was pretty good. So I'm going to take the easy way out and get my dad on that list.
Interesting. I was not thinking along those lines, and maybe I would have thought that way if my father liked golf or if he were, in fact, alive, which he is not. He's dead,
well,
so he
this
can't
could also
make
be
list.
People no longer with us.
Oh, you have some people?
I don't, but that was part of the...
Daddy's not there, so I didn't have him on the list.
Such an idiot. You always do that, dude. Daddy's
well,
not there.
If I can't laugh about it, I'm going to cry about
yep.
it. I miss him so much. All right, number five
go.
For me.
What you got?
I'm going to go, and this has something to do with my dad, actually. I'll put Billy Joel on this list. I looked it up real quick to see. You have him on your list?
Keep going.
I looked it up real quick. Does Billy Joel play golf? I mean, we're fascinated by Billy Joel because we just saw this documentary on HBO, love his music. I think there are two ways you could look at it, and you could actually have a variation on your list. Either the interest over the course of 18 holes just to shoot the you-know-what with whoever,
mm-hmm.
or the competitiveness of the certain player, which I'm not competitive on the golf course, so maybe that's a little less. But I would have Billy Joel at number five on my list.
He's number four for me.
Wow.
Now, first of all, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When I think I know the answer. When Francesa plays golf, does he play music? When he plays golf.
No.
I didn't think so. That's probably more of a younger thing.
I don't
thing.
Know if anybody ever
I do heard. All the time.
Interesting.
Are you kidding me?
You play music like what, on your phone or something?
Well, yeah. I've got a little device. Yeah, a little Bluetooth speaker, sure.
Huh.
And I asked that because to me, I mean, now there's other musicians, but Billy's my all-time favorite.
Right.
How amazing would it be just rolling through 18, playing Billy, and riding next to Billy?
Now, he probably wouldn't like that,
well,
I would
listen,
think.
Listen, he's my guest.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Scenes from an Italian restaurant, Billy, who shoved this down your throat for the next hour.
All right, so Billy Joel is your number four.
Yes.
All right, now I'm going to take this in a little bit of a different direction.
Is this an audible?
No.
Oh, okay,
I'm just saying that there. I mentioned a couple of things.
This is a direction I might be jumping into here soon, too. I know you got
number four, Jessica Alba.
That's the direction I'm getting into next. Go ahead.
I mean, I looked it up. Google, does Jessica Alba play golf? Yes? Okay, well, let's do it. I mean, I love...
Sold. That's great.
I love Jessica Alba, and she's single, by the way, so it's fair game.
You got a shot?
I think,
you're married, but you know what I mean.
I want to make sure I didn't pick somebody that was already taken. Who cares if I am? So Jessica Alba, she could play a little bit. You know what? I'd love to sit on the golf course for 18 with Jessica Alba. She would be my number four.
I got to say this. She's absolutely beautiful.
Hot dude.
She's on the short list, and I mean the short list, man. Yeah. all right. I'm going to go in that direction as well. I will admit, not this woman is lower. She's not even on my list here.
Okay.
But I wanted a golfing element, and everybody's going, oh, Paige Spirit. Nah,
yeah.
I'm not here to knock anyone, but not Paige either. I mean, Natalie Golbis. What are we doing here? Before Paige Spiradic was out there hitting golf shots, Natalie Golbis, number one, is an elite player. And, you know, I see her on, was that with Billy Hamlin? I feel like I don't even know what channel, maybe MSG. Like, I stumble upon it, like, lessons with Billy Hamlin and with Natalie Golbis. And then they have a couple of drinks in the clubhouse. She's just so cool. Obviously, she's attractive, and she's a hell of a golfer. Natalie Golbis, you got to know, Scones, you got to know who I'm talking about.
Do you know what's hilarious about that? Is that when I met my wife on the golf course. She was a cart girl.
Oh, nice.
And when I first started dating her, me and my best friend referred to her as Golbis. Like, he'd be like, oh, you're hanging out with Golbis tonight?
There you go.
You know, so that's just, when you said that, I was like, oh my, I can't believe you just said that.
Attaboy.
All right, so there you go. That was your number three,
number
right?
Number three, yes.
Now I'm going to try to get it back on track. And by the way, I will say that, you know, some people who didn't make the cut, like Halle Berry, it was either Halle Berry or Jessica.
Well, did you read she can't cook or she can't clean? Did you see what Dave Justice said about her the other day?
No.
You didn't see this?
This is recent?
This was like 3 days ago. David Justice, and I pretty much quote, and maybe one of you guys can pull it up just to make sure I don't miss anything. He's like, nah, man. He's like, I knew I could marry her. He's like, she don't cook, she don't clean, she don't do anything.
Oh, now,
yeah.
Are you sure this is not AI?
Oh, no, I couldn't stay with her. They were married.
You sure this is not AI, Bob?
Positive.
We're sure.
Positive.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
God, David. I liked him as a player, but I'm not worried about if she could cook or not. Put it this way. My wife doesn't cook.
He's still with her. Did she clean?
Anyway, Halle Berry. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, you say of course. Yeah.
The house is all.
When's the house clean? When the clean woman comes every 2 weeks, that's when it's spotless in my house.
No, she cleans.
My wife's all right with that.
She cleans and cooks on occasion.
Good God Almighty!
But I mean, Halle Berry could get a lot.
You imagine just doing a podcast? Just imagine an uncensored podcast.
I'm in trouble. All right. So anyway, Halle Berry did not make the cut here. I'm going to go number three, Larry David.
It's a good one. He golfs too.
He's a huge golfer. Now, the part of this that, like, I don't know if he would be as fun as we would want him to be.
He wouldn't be.
Right, which is why I was like, do I want to put him on there? But I still would be fascinated enough to play 18 with him, knowing what he is from what we've seen on TV and knowing how much he loves golf and seeing that, you know, his idiosyncrasies out there on the golf course.
That's a really good call. Like, the different machinations, the mental gymnastics that he goes through as he plots his way through.
Beating himself up.
5 hours ago. Right? Interesting. No Boomer or Gio on the list yet so far.
No, they will not make that. I mean, I'm going to play with Gio next week. If we really want to do that, we can make. I kind of went with unrealistic options as opposed to the realistic ones.
By the way, I want to get out with Gio before the season gets too cold. All right, so
you get in my spot Wednesday if you want.
Number two. Yeah. Hey, Donnie Baseball. Got to have my all-time favorite athlete out there. You just have to, because if I'm going to go out there and shoot a 96 or a 95 or a 99, depends how I putt, I may as well be out there. And the other, you know, three that I gave you are different degrees of distractions. But if I'm going to go out there and get my head handed to me on a golf course, I'm going to do it with somebody that, I mean, I honestly think if I played golf with Don Mattingly, that after the round, like, you go to the cars and you have something to eat, I think I'd jump in the car with him and go. I wouldn't let him leave. Like, right. I would just want to talk about every single conceivable aspect of baseball, Don Mattingly.
I wonder if he's similar with you, that he had to switch, you know, bad back, both lefties, both wore 23. Maybe he had to switch to righty, too, on the golf course. You don't know. Like, well, did you look it up? Does he play, or you just assume?
One point, he was fairly good. I saw one of the, I guess it was his Yankeeography on Yes, and there was footage of him playing lefty in Indiana, and he was pretty good.
Okay.
Better than me.
It's funny how we did this kind of similarly here. Number two, I'm going with one of my favorite all-time athletes, Matt Ryan. I'd love to play with Ryan. I know he's an avid golfer, loves it, and to me it would be fun. Now, again, he's competitive. I love him.
He's going to give you 30 strokes.
I don't want to play against him. I want to play with him. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll just sit in the cart. I'll drive you. You want me to drive you? I'll carry your bags for you, your clubs for you, whatever. But I think being out on the golf course with him, I was thinking about it like, okay, who are my favorite athletes? And let me pick the one of those favorite athletes that I'd like to play with, and Matt Ryan will win out. And I want to have him in the number two spot, of course, is number two. So I would go Matt Ryan.
It's actually very interesting how the thought process to each of these is based, outside of my dad, is exactly the same. Right. Music, female, favorite athlete.
Right.
Good God. All right, number one for me. So, you know, here's what's happening. First of all, the jokes and the stories and the entertainment are endless with this person. You're going to have a couple of pops because he likes to get down and get loose, probably smoke a few cigars, have some fun. And how do you not want to play golf with Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley with the stanky leg. I mean, that swing. Yeah. You ever hear Kenny Smith get on him?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the stanky leg, Shaq. Here's the stanky leg. Like, Charles Barkley to Mays. And the sad thing is, not for him, I'm actually happy for him, but he's actually gotten good again in golf. Like, he's fixed some stuff, and he's no longer the crazy mess. So maybe it's a different energy there, but Charles Barkley is one of the, I think he's one of the most interesting people on the face of the planet. Yeah. I really do.
Love Charles Barkley. He was, I wrote his name down, but he was off my list. Just because, like, I love him, but there's one more person I'd rather play with. And again, some omissions. Like, Barkley, I think you could say that for. Jordan would be just fascinating because he's Michael Jordan. But you're talking about the ultimate competitor. You're going to have as
better
much...
Better bring cash.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to have as much fun with him as you would Barkley because he's not... That's just not
he's
Michael
gonna
Jordan's
personality. He's going to be pressing you on the second hole for the Nassau.
Brady, I think, could be a fun...
Yeah, Tom Brady's a good one.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are...
Peyton.
But those are the
Peyton's
guys, the all-time greats. One other guy I left off would be Ian Eagle for the same... Like, I don't know if he plays golf or not, but just hanging out with Ian Eagle for 18 holes would be a lot of fun. My number one, the Sandman, Adam Sandler. I didn't even know he was really big into golf. I know about Happy Gilmore. We know about Happy Gilmore, too. And then we saw him play golf with, who's the dude? Was it Scheffler? I don't know. Did you see this, Roscona?
He did whatever one of those YouTube things.
Okay, whatever one of those guys.
I think he tries to break 50 with Bryson DeChambeau.
Break 50, right. So he did that. Once I saw that, I was like, man, imagine playing 18 with the Sandman.
Oh,
like,
man.
You're going to have stories. You're going to have laughs. He's competitive enough to where that's a part of it as well.
Uh-huh.
He would be my number one, Adam Sandler. Hanging out with him,
it's
I'd
a great call.
Out
Sal, how about playing a foursome just to stay with that golf, you know, comedic theme? How about going with not only the Sandman, but Rodney Dangerfield? Connect Caddyshack with Happy Gilmore. Those are good list here. God. Golf is...
I hate it.
I was kind of going there in my own mind while I was pausing. Like, there's so many things to love about it, but I've played so many great courses, and I've so rarely enjoyed it because I'm so fixated on the stupid score or how I look. Like, I would like to get to a point where, I don't mean how I look physically, like what am I wearing, how my game's coming out. Like, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I'm envious of people who could step on a course and just enjoy themselves without putting their brain in mental knots for hours like I sometimes do. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a bad place to be because...
It is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's coming up
that
soon.
I don't want.
Thursday.
I just like playing nine so I can get the hell out of there. All right, yeah, it's fun seeing you guys. Great, that was fun.
No,
nothing's going to happen on the back nine that didn't happen on the front nine.
No, yeah. See, that's where you and I disagree. Like, at least if I'm going to play, I can't play nine. If I'm going out to play golf, I've got to play 18. And... Because if I play awfully, which I could on the front nine, I'm like, all right, back nine, chance at redemption. I'm even the kind of guy where if I play 18 and I don't play the way, even if I play well, I'll go to the range. I'll hit three buckets after 18.
You're
like, I'm a range rat.
Yeah, you're a lunatic. Yeah. I want out of there. I'm thinking by hole nine, I'm bored with it. I'm like, okay, great. Oh,
really?
Yeah, look, there's the hole way out there. Here's the tee. Put the ball up. Take your swing. Hit it in the woods. Put it in the fairway.
Yeah.
Now,
Rascone's a golfer. Hold on.
He's a big golfer.
He's very good. Yeah. He's been golfing as much because he's busy with his son playing baseball. I get it. You play music when you play? You have to.
I do not.
You don't?
Gio is astonished by that. I don't play any music.
No, wow. Gio plays music?
No, Gio plays music.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He can't believe that I don't. He's a big country guy.
I have never. Now, not that I'm out there as much as you guys, but obviously I've played quite a bit over the, however many years of my life. I've never once been out to golf with any different variations of people and ever had anybody playing music.
Well, think about this. If you played, I'll throw a number out, 100 rounds in your life, yeah. I mean, you're
probably
not bringing
fewer,
a... You played more than 100?
I said probably fewer than that.
Probably. Okay. But you're not bringing a Benzie, like a boombox out in 19... Like, there's only
it
so many...
It has picked up steam over the last couple of years.
Bingo.
I see more and more people doing it now than I've ever have.
Well, when I first started playing it, what I would do is, like, I would play at my old place and maybe hit balls and then jump on the back nine by myself and just kind of crank it up because it's like 7 o'clock at night, kind of empty. But now you're right. It's more socially acceptable. Nobody even asks you, like, hey, you good with some music? It's like, we're just playing music and it's going to roll. Not too loud, but we're listening to music.
I don't mind it. Like,
I'm not
like, oh, these guys are playing music.
No,
I personally don't. Got to stay locked in, man. Golf, you got to be locked in mentally.
I like the peace and quiet of the green.
Nature.
Birds. That's part of the appeal. You're out there. You don't hear a damn thing.
It is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.